Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Monday Money Manifesto for Monday, the 10th of June, 2013. In fact, this one has little to do with money, much more about life and the life planning side of financial planning. I saw a client last week, and in our discussions, we identified her personal disorganization and the difficulties of moving from a life of bringing out the children to a life of building her own professional career as significant obstacles to achieving what she wanted to do. And we moved on to how she might deal with this, and one of the solutions we came up with was the idea of appointing a life coach to help her in this transition. And in fact, I'd experienced the benefits of coaching only last week. During half term, I took Alexander for a couple of days of clay target coaching sessions at the Alchemistic Coaching School high up on the North York Moors. Alex has got a good eye and has represented his school clay and target rifle teams. He was actually the youngest ever member of a winning team in the Bisley Falling Plates competition in 2010. And he's unusual in being good at both disciplines, which are actually as different as chalk and cheese. Clay is all about feel, intuition, zen, while target is about drills, precision, and technique. However, both have taught him some real self-discipline, which is an absolute requirement, of course, given the nature of the sport, and the value of practice, which has spread into other areas of his life. Anyway, with the National Clay Championships at Cambridge coming up, I booked him in for a couple of coaching sessions. And during those two sessions, I began to see the real value of coaching across both sport, life, and business. Alex's coach, John, represented England in the shooting team for 20 consecutive years, then became a coach and is now an international coach supporting the UK national and Olympic clay shooting teams. He also provides coaching services to business using all his experience from sporting coaching. At the 2000 Sydney Olympics, John came across Ben Hunt-Davis, whose men's rowing eight team somewhat unexpectedly won the Olympic gold. Ben won the gold by asking the question, will it make the boat go faster? John took this principle to Alexander's shooting, stripping out all that superfluous techniques and bad habits that he had acquired over time. Every time Alex did something unnecessary, John asked him, does it make the boat go faster? Does it make the pellets connect with the clay? By the end of the sessions, Alex is shooting with an amazing economy and style, bringing the gun into the mount and using his whole body to point the gun, rather than waving it around like a flag at a royal visit. His hit rate improved dramatically to the point where he was not just breaking clays, but smoking them. And that's why the clays are hit so well, they tend to dust in the air rather than break into a couple of pieces. Anyway, after the session, sitting in the sun in John's wonderful garden overlooking the beautiful Yorkshire countryside and eating delicious tea cakes cooked by his wife Annie, we talked about the concept of the boat and how it can be applied to life and business. John describes how he uses it in both his sporting and his business coaching. And I find a real connection with my own principle of letting go, which is part of my financial planning process. When coaching businesses or sportsmen and women, this is a key question that John poses. Does what you are doing make the boat go faster? Will it make your business achieve its goals? Will it get the ball in the goal? Will it get you over the line before everyone else? As John said, there has to be a concentration on goals. You have to have belief in yourself. You've got to ditch the unnecessary and unhelpful help that everyone offers you. You've got to build momentum, be driven by processes, not just dreams of winning. And you've got to be willing and able to make change and to take risks. Personally, I got so much out of those two afternoons, probably more than Alex, who was actually the subject of the coach, not me. It was wonderful to see outstanding coaching and to learn so much about sport, coaching, and business from the most unlikely person in the most unlikely setting. John had many lessons for me to be incorporated into Planning for Life Revisited, not the least of which will be simplifying things even further, something that's particularly appropriate for an industry which has made its name by complicating things as much as possible and charging extortionate fees for dealing with this complexity. And Alex's shooting has certainly improved, hopefully enough to get him into the team and help his school win the competition. I can tell you, though, it certainly improved his golf. He did a round of golf at Kirby Moorside the following day and played his best round ever, QED. Anyway, that's it for me for the week. I hope you find that of interest and possibly of help. Anyway, it's Sunday morning that I'm recording this, and I'm just off on my own 12-mile run, part of my half marathon training program. So, all being well, I will speak to you again next week. Have a very, very good week and take care.